This episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid, Joe Biden made a public appearance yesterday, his first since the debate meltdown. 4 minutes of depraved, angry teleprompter screaming. We're going to get into that. Also talking about the Supreme Court ruling, another victory for President Trump, and the Democrats continue to cover up for Biden's demise in real time on cable. History will look back on this moment with a lot of laughs. All that and so much more. I want to welcome everybody to this very special Tuned Up Tuesday edition of the show tonight. And I need you to help us get this party started by rumbling this video. You guys know to do that. That is the thumbs up on the browser. That is the thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of the Rumble leaderboards. You know why? Because it is the only place that we belong. So we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too. And let's go. Mike Crispy here, coming to you live from New York. It is Tuesday. It is July 2nd, and I am joined in the studio by the one and only. He is the most based producer in the game, and you know what? If he was in front of the Supreme Court, they would give him a unanimous ruling for how based and factual he always is. Producer Frankie, how you doing, Frankie?
9-0. I'd be crushing it, baby.
Yes.
Great to be here. Honestly, when I saw Biden, when I saw Biden live on doing his little speech yesterday with just glowing orange, I just couldn't wait to be on air today. I'll tell you that much. Unbelievable.
Well, I got yes. Well, Frankie, you did not get your makeup. You didn't get your face bronzer put on today. You know, I know you're going to try to do your. And you're going to try to show the people what it looks like before and after with how they had to make up Biden. But we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Obviously, yesterday was a historic day for the country because they showed, okay, when I say they, I mean the Supreme Court, that there are still checks and balances in this country. The Democrats are angry this morning, and they're angry, really, I mean, over the last couple of months, because of this little thing called the Constitution. Oh, man, I hate when the pesky Constitution gets in the way of fascism, our fascism destroying the country. That's what they're saying behind closed doors. Isn't that the worst? When that pesky Constitution, the checks and balances that our framers put in place just so these types of maniacal whack jobs wouldn't be able to do what they want to do. They put it in place. Oh, man. I hate when the Constitution does what it's intended to do. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Obviously, we reported it live. It broke when we were on the air yesterday that President Trump won his immunity case 6-3. Obviously, presidential immunity said that as the commander-in-chief, when you are in office, official acts in which you are engaging in as the president cannot be then, after the fact, used against you. You can't be indicted for it. You can't be charged with it. And it's something that's never happened in the history of the country. The fact that we even got to this point was unprecedented because the Democrats are pushing the bounds of what is normal and conventional. They push the bounds to unprecedented levels. And then when the court makes this ruling, they call the court's ruling unprecedented. Not the fact that they're doing something for the first time that's never been done before. So in the wake of Trump's victory, the liberal tears commenced and President Trump continued to put his foot on the gas. Trump moves to overturn Manhattan conviction, citing immunity decision. Former President Donald J. Trump took the action hours after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling granted him immunity for official acts committed in office. Listen, I think this is great. If these rulings here by the Supreme Court can delay, okay, and suspend these cases from going to trial until after the election, well, then we have won. And you guys know what the Democrats are going to do. The Democrats, when President Trump wins, inevitably will say, well, he can't be certified because of these unprecedented things. That's what they're fixing to do. They know they can't win. They know these cases were never going to get anywhere. They knew the checks and balances would maintain order in this country. They knew that President Trump would prevail. But they knew at the same time, one, they could manipulate the press cycle, okay, two, cost Trump millions of dollars in legal fees. Three, have him in a courtroom so he's not campaigning, which is election interference. And then four, after he is inevitably successful, they will then say, oh, it's insane. It's unprecedented. This has never happened before. Therefore, we're not going to see him. Therefore, when he's sworn in, he'll be impeached on the first day. The Democrats are already telegraphing this. AOC actually announced that she was going to impeach President Trump on the first day when he gets back in. You got to wonder what they're cooking up, if that's what she's saying, what's actually going on behind the scenes. Now, Joe Biden, the man who I'm old enough to remember because it was about a week ago, he said that he fought the Supreme Court and won. Remember when he said, oh, they tried to stop me on the student loan debt repayment thing, but I fought the Supreme Court and I won. Okay, so the man who totally has a lot of respect for our institutions, okay, and the checks and balances in the three co-equal branches of government, this guy who said that a couple days ago now says that one branch is overstepping the other branch. This was him giving his four-minute remarks last night. They hopped him up on drugs. They covered him in face bronzer, painted his face. More on that in a minute. You can just watch closely how ghastly and pale he looked in the CNN debate. Now they're putting bronzer on him. And my little newsflash is, hey, buddy, only one man could be the orange man. Okay, and that's Donald J. Trump. Anybody else who does it looks like a fool. This is Joe Biden sounding like a fool as much as he is looking like a fool. Roll, Frankie.
This nation was founded on the principle that there are no kings in America. Each of us is equal before the law. No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States. But today's Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity, that fundamentally changed. For all practical purposes, today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits to what a president can do. This is a fundamentally new principle, and it's a dangerous precedent, because the power of the office will no longer be constrained by the law, even including the Supreme Court of the United States. The only limits will be self-imposed by the president alone.
So Joe Biden, they're doing what the Democrats have decided is going to be their strategy from now until Election Day. act as if the unprecedented thing that's happening is the check on their unprecedented illegal overreach. Oh, the president can do whatever he wants. Well, the president has never in the history of the country indicted and went after their political opponents, especially the nominee of the other major party, using the weaponization of the justice system and in a coordinated fashion, where all of a sudden a man who's got zero legal problems his entire life has 91 counts brought about him all in the span of 90 days lumped in together. But that's not the unprecedented thing. Going after him for taking the documents when every other president, and by the way, Joe Biden, the vice president, taking documents, that's not the unprecedented thing. Him misclassifying the loan, allegedly, on the Stormy Daniels thing when Hillary Clinton misclassified the way the sealed dossier was paid for, paid an $8,000 fine, want to throw Trump under house arrest. That's not an unprecedented thing. The Supreme Court ruling to protect him is the unprecedented thing. See how they're pushing the bounds? And then when the check is held in place, they say that's the boundary pushing. Classic fascist projection. Yes, Frankie.
You know, it's just crazy to me. You know, I understand Biden's going to do that, of course. We expected that, the president. But, you know, for the news cycle to go through this and ignore the fact that this entire case wouldn't, the only reason it made it to the Supreme Court was because we got Fannie Willis, Nathan Wade. We had them going to the White House, signing into the guest logs. I mean, there's so many other things. It would never have gotten to that point if it wasn't so overtly political. I mean, it's like they just ignore the whole, they just look at the ruling, but it's like, yeah, look at what was given to them and why it was given to them. You know, if it was Obama killing a bunch of American innocent citizens, you know, maybe they'd be ruling differently. You know, it's just they'd ignore it all. It's just, it's so insane.
Yes, they ignore it all. But again, as Frankie says, it's to be expected. And the liberal media meltdown was to be expected as well. It's funny. They always want to come at and desecrate the Supreme Court when it's convenient. But when it comes to protecting the Supreme Court and packing the Supreme Court, putting the liberal judges on the Supreme Court, then all of a sudden it's good again. It's amazing how angry these people are when it comes to the court making its rulings. Listen to the way MSNBC reacted. Oh my goodness, it was on partisan lines that they made this ruling. Meanwhile, they never talk about when Justice Roberts, okay, dissents for the libs. He does it a lot. He's not a conservative by any stretch. You can't call him a conservative. And even Amy Coney Barrett, who's had some horrible rulings with the leftists lately. It's like they side with the Democrats so many times, but when they side with the Republican position, all of a sudden they're terrible and they're partisan hacks. But when they side with the Democrats, nobody says, oh, well, they're siding with the Democrats. And these people are so disingenuous, these geeks that you see on MSNBC, because if they were telling the truth, they would say, well, actually, Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett have proven to be swing voters in the court, so it's not like a party line thing. But they do it anyway because they're not interested in the news. They're interested in propaganda. Frankie, roll this.
The picture here is this is a 6-3 decision along what looked to the American public like partisan line. 6 Republican appointed justices siding with Trump, 3 Democratic appointed justices siding against Trump. And it is a momentous, major decision. And I want to read to you from what Justice Sotomayor says at the end of her dissent, because I've never seen language like this in a Supreme Court opinion. She says, quote, never in the history of our republic has a president had reason to believe he'd be immune from criminal prosecution if he used the trappings of his office to violate the criminal law. Moving forward, however, all former presidents will be cloaked in such immunity. If the occupant of that office misuses official power for personal gain, the criminal law that the rest of us must abide will not provide a backstop. And here's how she ends her dissent, Katie. With fear for our democracy.
Oh, with fear for our democracy. They seek to rip the country apart with their weaponized justice system. First time we've ever seen that. That precedent is set, but Sotomayor doesn't say anything about it. She just talks about, well, the president now could do whatever he wants. Well, how about this? Again, I'm old enough to remember Barack Hussein Obama killing an American citizen without the due process. Was he prosecuted for it? Or was it okay to have immunity then? But when now President Trump is in the crosshairs of the radical left, there should not be immunity. How about this? We have a fair trial in a fair jurisdiction. Put Trump on trial, fine. But how about you put Barack Hussein Obama on trial for this then? I don't think they would like that very much, and they would never do it. It's calling their bluff. Little flashback. Roll this, Frankie.
I would have detained and prosecuted Alaki if we captured him before he carried out a plot, but we couldn't. And as president, I would have been derelict in my duty had I not authorized the strike that took him out. Of course, the targeting of any American raises constitutional issues that are not present in other strikes.
So you see there Barack Hussein Obama, and again, he was fighting against, terrorists. No, he probably was just killing somebody who wasn't playing ball with whatever he was trying to do, with his Middle East meddling plot. Like, it's like all these people are making deals, with the regime, and we see what the Biden regime did. They literally gave pallets of cash to Iran so they could develop a nuclear weapon, which could be used as leverage in our Middle East fight happening right now. Obviously, you guys know that to be true. But Barack Hussein Obama killed Anwar al-Awlaki, who was a U.S. citizen. Actually, he was the first U.S. citizen to be targeted and killed by a drone strike from the U.S. government. Was he given a fair process? So you want to talk about, checks and balances and presidential immunity. That's not something that would be, normal or conventional. That would be something that would, be, I would say, up for a trial if you're going to have a trial on presidential immunity. Could a president just be ordering drone strikes and killing U.S. citizens without a court proceeding to happen first? Before you're going to give him the death penalty? How's that work exactly? If presidential immunity was a thing that they didn't know they had in their back pocket, the radical lefts and even the neocons wouldn't do half of what they did. So when Sotomayor says that it's rich, it's obviously rich with irony and it's pathetic, quite frankly. Now, MSNBC wasn't done with their commentary. This is Rachel Maddow and Chris Hayes crying about it. It is unbelievably cringe-inducing. But we're going to show some of it for you here, Frankie Rollins.
On that, I want to stay on the Department of Justice thing, because obviously, and there's reason why, in those in the hypothetical offered by a federal judge in the appeals court arguments about SEAL Team 6, and then talked about in SCOTUS, and then in the decision, why that has had such significance, right? But that is a hypothetical. It hasn't happened in American history. What has happened in American history is a president, Richard Nixon, using the Justice Department, the IRS, all kinds of faculty. He had the IRS audit his political enemies. He attempted to use the Justice Department to go after his political enemies. That's not a hypothetical. That's just American history. And coming out of that, and you're someone who's been a sort of historian of this period for
historian.
A lot of reasons. There was a conclusion that Watergate was wrong, and that what Nixon did to the federal government was wrong. And one of the readings of Roberts today is, Watergate was not prosecutable, maybe, and what Nixon did as president, he probably was immune for, and too bad that John Roberts wasn't around in 1974.
The executive, sort of the imperial executive idea pioneered by Republican Justice Department officials like Ed Meese and brought to its sort of governing apex under Dick Cheney and the kinds of people who worked in Republican politics to approve the sorts of things that happened, particularly after 9/11 under the George W. Bush White House. Those have now been brought by bringing a bunch of people who were part of that cultural milieu in the legal world, by bringing them into a supermajority in the Supreme Court. That has brought us to a place where a president has had his lawyers asked by a justice in open court, are you saying your guy can assassinate someone and they have, and he will have immunity for that? The answer was yes, and the court wrote it down. And that answer is the logical apex of where those things are. It's the nadir.
Okay, all right. So Rachel Maddow, very short memory, because Barack Hussein Obama did assassinate a U.S. citizen. Every U.S. citizen's life is, I guess, worth the same according to, the letter of the law. So then why wouldn't Obama be put up for this? This conversation should never be happening. Every president in the history of our country has, again, until it really went off the rails, has, acted in good faith, right, to steward the things along. But here's the thing. President Trump did nothing wrong. He was the most transparent, pro-America president in our lifetimes, if you believe it or not. It was George Bush, Barack Hussein Obama, Bill Clinton, okay, and the senior Bush. These people are the ones who engaged in criminality that if the presidential immunity was taken away, they would be dead to rights. They want to make it about Trump, but in reality, all these people are guilty of so much. It's obvious we see that. They go after Trump because he's, again, the one man who didn't fit into the mold of their plans, who broke the mold, who was an independent-minded person, who didn't come through the system. That's why they do it all with him. Now, I want to end the segment on this, because obviously Justice Clarence Thomas shined yesterday, and he said, you know what? Let me tell you something. Looking at the law, the Constitution, yeah, that pesky thing called the Constitution, Jack Smith is not even legitimate as a special counsel, because a special counsel has to be Senate confirmed. Thomas Massie was talking about that about a month ago. We showed that clip. So Jack Smith isn't even legitimate. These people are not even abiding by the law. Jack Smith is not even, one, it's not even in his name, but two, he's not even legitimately by the letter of the law in legal standing to be the special counsel, even bringing this case and doing this work. It's illegal. It says it in the Constitution. You can't just appoint the special counsel with no Senate confirmation, but they did it anyway. Done by Joe Biden at the behest of the people who control him, so the Biden crime family can make money and carry out this globalist New World Order agenda. Well, Clarence Thomas has the last laugh. This is a throwback from Clarence Thomas's confirmation hearing to the Supreme Court, and a more lucid but still very stupid Joe Biden here going at Clarence Thomas. This will make you smile here. Roll this, Frankie.
Good morning, Judge. Welcome to the blinding lights. Finding out what you mean when you say that you would apply the natural law philosophy to the Constitution is, in my view, the single most important task of this committee.
Senator Biden was very focused on natural law. How did that go?
Who knows? I have no idea what he was talking about.
I just want to make sure we all know what we're talking about here, that you and I know at least what we're talking about here. There's a fervent and aggressive school of thought that wishes to see natural law further inform the Constitution than it does now, argued against by the positivist led by Judge Bork. Now, again, that may be lost on all the people. You know and I know what we're talking about.
I have to be perfectly honest with you. You sit there and you have no idea what they are talking about. All I know is that he was asking me these questions about natural law.
Someone may apply it in a way, like Moore, who leads him in a direction that is, quote, liberal. You may apply it in a way that leads you in a direction that's conservative. Or you may, like many argue, not apply it at all. But it is a fundamental question that is going to be almost impossible
him and Kamala
for non-lawyers to grasp in an exchange.
More
you know and I know. It is a big, big deal. And in conclusion,
one of the things you do in hearings is you have to sit there and look attentively at people you know have no idea what they're talking about.
Yes. And the best thing, he kept going, you know, and I know. It's lost on other people who aren't big time lawyers in the room, but you know, and I know. Trying to make himself seem like a smart guy. Like he didn't graduate, you know, numbers dead last in his law school class. You know what I know. And by the way, this was at the time, if you trace back history, if you coordinate Ashley Biden's diary to the time of when Biden was a senator, it was about the time that he was showering with his daughter. You know what I mean? So creepy, weird, self-important pedophile challenging Clarence Thomas. Yes, Frankie, last word on this.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. He's saying, I know and you know. What he should be saying is, what I know and you know is that I lied about all my credentials in law school and I was last in my class. But I said I was at the top of my class. Yeah. Magna cum my ass. Okay, that's all I got.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere. Hilarious. Great segment, guys. Great show. Great audience. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Pre-July 4th shows. And today, by the way, I got to make a big announcement. Today is a big day. Today is my mother's birthday, okay? So happy birthday to
happy
my mom.
Happy birthday.
I think she's 59 today, born in 1965. Does that make her 59 years old? So 59 years old. So happy birthday to my mother, July 2nd, 1965. So happy birthday, Mom. Amazing. Gave birth to a star, as they say. So you know what? That's a great life accolade. Kidding. They know how I kid. But an amazing woman who's done amazing things. So happy birthday to my mom. Yes. So, you know, she's always commenting on my outfits and my attire today. So hopefully she likes my attire that I wore. Particularly if I wear a suit combination she doesn't like, she opines on it very quickly. But I think she likes this one today. Okay.
It's a good
combo.
Likes it.
So happy birthday, Mom. Thank you very much. Just one of the most amazing people and the most amazing person I know, my mother and my father. So absolutely, people are saying in the chat that they're older than my mom. I mean, you know, come on, Frankie and I are you know, young bucks, you know, in the game here. So, you know, if you think, sometimes people think that me and Frankie are way older than we are, but it's like, you know, this goes to show you, wait till you see the power levels that we reach in 10 years. Okay, now I don't want anybody, people think I got an ego. I don't want that to be misinterpreted. But, you know, but Frankie and I are on the way. And I always say it every day. We're just getting started.
Let's go.
And I say that with good reason. So happy birthday to my mother. Amazing. I know she's out there watching, even though she doesn't live chat. Sorry, everybody. I want to tell you guys about the sponsor of the show today, the sponsors. And our first sponsor of this amazing broadcast today, big broadcast, are our friends on over at iTarget Pro. Guys, head over to iTargetPro.com right now and use promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Guys, listen. You see the way the illegals are absolutely ravishing society. You see the way that law enforcement is in a tough position because they have to process illegals like, you know, they're at summer camp, you know, they're camp counselors. The migrant gangs are now fighting each other. We're going to talk about that on tomorrow's show, actually. Frankie and I are going to talk about that. But you also see police officers having to stop gang violence amongst different illegal gang factions. No one's coming to your house anymore. So as the chaos reaches its fever pitch, at the end of the day, if you call the police 911 line, it's going to be much longer for them to respond. You need to be able to take matters into your own hands. You need to be able to shoot your firearm now more than ever in the sharpest way possible. Guys, that's why you need the iTarget Pro. You and your whole family, your kids need to be on this. Your wife needs to be on this. You need to be on this. Your husband needs to be on this. Guys, everyone can benefit by training with the iTarget Pro. It's a great way for family bonding to take place, and it's a great way for you to exercise and to hone and practice and craft your Second Amendment God-given rights. Guys, you see the Constitution being upheld. Use it today. iTargetPro.com. First of its kind, amazing product, laser firearm home training system. You buy the laser bullet and the target. You either get the cubes or you get the conventional target. Okay? It is loaded into your firearm, the bullet, and then with the app, it syncs, okay, into the target, into the cubes. You're able to dry fire in real time and track your accuracy, your speed between your rounds, all these amazing things. It's a revolutionary product. iTargetPro.com, promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. So many people are buying the iTarget Pro and they love it. They love it. 100% satisfactory rating. And let me tell you something. I deal with them, like, you know, with customer stuff and stuff like that. The best USA patriotic customer service, real people running that company. It's a small business, great people. Go support them, iTarget Pro. How we doing, Frankie?
We're doing great. I'm getting called out by my mother because you just did this beautiful birthday shout out. She's like, where was mine last month? And Ma, your birthday was on a Saturday and we don't go live on the Saturday. I'm sorry.
That's pretty good.
Happy belated.
So, Gigi, listen, next year, maybe your birthday will fall on a weekday. But, you know, I always tell your son, I mean, we could be doing shows on Saturdays live, but he doesn't, you know, he's a diva over here. It's not in his collective bargaining agreement.
We got last call.
He's union, so he doesn't want to work on. So
not fair.
All right, guys, appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you all in the live chat. And now I want to tell you guys about our next sponsor of the broadcast. Ooh, we got a good one. Guys, how about our friends and over at Genesis Gold Group, okay? Guys, go to goldwithcrispy.com right now. We have a surprise for you today. You guys know Genesis Gold Group, Gold with Crispy. We've been talking about, not only are they unique because they're the official gold company of Mike Lindell, they're faith-based patriots. Okay, they're absolute American, you know, really good faith-based people, patriots. You work with them, they're transparent, they're the best. That's why Mike Lindell partnered with them. But they also are on the forefront of this industry when it comes to doing some really cool stuff. And a lot of times when you buy gold from these gold companies, you know, you get like this, these blocks, or you get it on paper that you own it in some bank somewhere. Guys, Genesis Gold Group has made it very personal. They have said you can buy small amounts, okay? Amounts that you could fit in your wallet that are almost like a chocolate bar. You can break it into pieces, okay? And it has the amount of value, okay? You guys know that gold and silver, the value of it is measured in grams, okay? The grams correspond to the dollar, okay? And Genesis Gold Group is selling that. So everyone's like, I can't get, you know, these giant bars. I'm telling you, what if you could own individual bars of gold and silver that could fit in your wallet? It is called the Prepper Bar, guys, and only Genesis Gold has it. And boom, it's right here. I brought it in today. Frankie, there you go.
Let's go.
Guys, this is the Prepper Bar. You see it right there in my hand. Look at this. Is the store value. It is tangible. It is real. You can look at the markets and you can see the value of gold and silver in real time. And this bar and the piece bar, okay, have value that you can track with the market in real time. So it has value. Guys, gold and silver has stood the test of time. The value of it is reaching 10-year highs and it's only going up. Foreign countries are making currencies that are backed by gold and silver. The paper dollar is a fugazi, okay? It's the fiat. It's not real. They're literally printing. It's really not even real. So, Prepper Bar, goldwithcrispy.com right now. Get in touch with our friends at Genesis Gold Group and you can get these really amazing Prepper Bars today. This is the silver one. The gold one sold out in like 2 seconds, so I couldn't get my hands on it. But guys, you can get these silver ones right now. They're very affordable, very good, lowest rates at Genesis Gold Group, goldwithcrispy.com. Get in touch and ask them. They're great sponsors. We love them. So there you go, Frankie.
So sick.
We did it, Joe. We did it, Frankie. We've remembered the Prepper Bar. All right. So there you go.
I may have sent Crispy a couple of text messages this morning for him not to forget it. So,
yeah. It's like, bring the Prepper Bar. I'm waking up in the morning. First thing I'll wake up to is Frankie saying, bring the Prepper Bar. All right, guys. Thank you all very much. A lot of well wishes from my mother. Business professor says, confirmed. Mike's audience is all older than Mike's mom. That's pretty funny. People are saying Frankie looks like he belongs in Florida. Hey, Locke, you know what? We're going to do a pizza party very soon at the studio. We're going to invite you. Okay, Frankie and I were discussing it yesterday. We're going to do a pizza party. We're going to give you an address and a date happening very soon. You're going to have to be there. If you're a real fan of the show, you'll show up. Okay? So how about that, Locke? We're going to do a pizza party. Do you guys agree? You know, number one fan of the show, Logan. We're going to do a pizza party. We're going to announce the date. We're going to buy the pizza. And we're going to see if you show up. We're going to see if you put your money where your mouth is.
I love it.
Frankie's idea. Frankie was texting.
Ready to rock, Logan.
Frankie was texting me about it yesterday. So, you know. All right, guys. Let's roll back into it.
I love it. We're on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Tuned Up Tuesday. It is July 2nd. July 4th is upon us. And you know what? The fake news keeps on a-faking. I want to start this segment here with the Morning Joe update. You guys showed you yesterday on Morning Joe the fact that they were not mincing words when it came to Biden's failure. They were calling it for what it was. But since that time, I guess Morning Joe has decided to modify their stance. I guess they've been told that the orange man, okay, is not bad after all. When I say orange man, I mean their new orange man, that's Joe Biden, attempting to make himself look like President Trump. Obviously, it's so sad, Frankie. The guy, you know, not only does he have to work past 4 p.m. right now to prove that he's, you know, not dementia-ridden, so now he really has to work past 4 p.m., but now he has to subject himself to face paint, okay? He has to, like, you know, they have to, like, doll him up. Poor guy has to, like, you know, do all these things. But the mainstream media is kind of doing both sides here. They're saying that he's too old because they have to acknowledge it and half the people want him out. And then the other half is like, wait a minute, we haven't made a decision yet, so you still have to go along with this Biden ruse. I'm saying everyone right now is in a holding pattern. The Biden faction and the dump Biden faction, they're all kind of in a holding pattern. That's why you're seeing mixed messaging coming out, because the people at the top have not made their decision yet. But I mean the people at the top, that is the people who call the shots in the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is not ruled by whoever the people elect and whoever the people give the mandate to lead the party, like with the Republicans with President Trump. The Democrats are led by the collective. They're led by the mega donors. They're led by the globalists. They're led by the special interests. They're led by the people you never see. That's just how it works. So Joe Biden will be discarded in 2 seconds if they say it. But they haven't decided if it's the right move yet to do that. They're weighing those options right now. And that's why you see the mixed messaging. This is Morning Joe yesterday. I guess they're coming back to Biden a little bit. Roll, Frankie.
So now, after Thursday's abysmal debate performance, President Biden finds himself at rock bottom again. It was bad. And again, a chorus of Biden doubters. My family and I, as you know, have known this man for decades, and his family as well. And yes, I know them personally. And I still believe in Joe Biden. I've learned that counting him out is always a mistake. And doing that now could be catastrophic for our country. Do there need to be changes? Yes. Managing him. Management. To his schedule.
To his diapers.
Changes, maybe even to those around him. I'll also say,
Man, how about this? Oh, we show. You know, I've seen never count Joe Biden out. You know what, Mika? I think if somebody has onset serious, they call it Lewy body dementia, I believe it is, I think it's safe to say you can count them out. And I think it's safe to say that changes you need to make, like, what are the changes? Make the strings, the puppet strings, tighter? Inject him with more drugs? Prop him up there and have him be on the teleprompter even more so, have him make less public appearances? I mean, what exactly are you changing? You can't change the corrosion of somebody's brain when, you know, Father Time sets in, when God is calling him home, or Satan is calling him into the depths of hell. You can't change that, Mika. Yes, Frankie.
Yeah, and you know, let me just add, because after that debate, we were obviously debating whether, you know, did they throw him out with the wolves? Was this on purpose? Was it a purposeful, you know, replacement? And now that we're realizing, like, they're probably not replacing him, well, that would probably lead us to only one option, and that would be that, you know, when they did his heart rate and his levels before they were going to shoot him up with drugs, they were probably so bad that they couldn't because they were nervous they were going to kill him, right? I mean, that's probably the only other option, because if they didn't just they wouldn't have let him out there without drugs, but they did, right? And they don't want to replace him. And obviously that performance sealed it for Trump. So the only other option is that they couldn't physically do it because his vitals were too bad and they couldn't give him the drugs.
Yes. So Frankie, yeah, as Frankie's saying, so this is how, when Mika says we need to work on the people around him, they mean that, like, pre-debate, like 4 hours before the debate, Biden's like this in the chair. And all the people around him need to be replaced because they're like, what's his heart rate? What's his vitals? What is this? How much can we do? The doctors are like this, you know, they're like this. Okay, we can do this much. Okay, boom, clear. Okay, all right, he's got it. Okay, we can do this much, but not too much because then it'll kill him. Yeah, hey, you need to work on those people. That's what they're saying. That's such a joke. You have an incapacitated vegetable just lying there while a million people around them swarming to keep him up. You have people now painting his face. I mean, guys, it's a joke. And if you listen to the way that people are having to cover for this guy, I mean, it is such an absolute laughing stock. And history will look back and laugh upon these people. But they're going to have to carry it out with a straight face right now. Kind of like Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. Listen to this. Roll, Frankie.
I think what the world knows, the world has experienced over 3.5 years, not one night, is exactly the kind of leadership that he's brought to bear on problems that are common for so many countries, particularly so many of the democracies around the world. And as I've seen it, again, going around the world, there's a desire, there's a thirst for American engagement, for American leadership. Even when we have disagreements with countries, they still want us in this and even leading to try to get to a better place.
Oh, yeah. They want Biden alive because they don't want Trump back in, because they want America very much involved. No, they want our money. They want your tax dollars. They don't want Trump in because he's cutting out the foreign aid. Oh, there's a very strong appetite for the continued American leadership under Joe Biden. Yeah, no, that's because deals are being cut and the incapacitated president isn't doing what Trump did. And say, hey, I got a question. Why are we giving billions of dollars to countries that hate us? How dare he say that? Oh, my goodness, he doesn't understand. He's not intellectually attuned with the complexities of, you know, our foreign affairs. That's what they were all saying when Trump was running and when Trump was the president. Meanwhile, it's like, how's that intellectual stance going? Let's see. No threats from North Korea. Russia was at bay. You had China at bay making deals. You had other countries paying their fair share. Trump wants to get out of NATO. How about the fact that Trump said, I'm pulling out unless you pay money? They all flooded in and paid money. Then Biden said, okay, no, we're good, we're good. You don't have to pay the money anymore. How's that good for the American people? How could any American citizen with a straight face who is not suffering from TDS not agree with Trump on that? It's a joke. But I'm telling you, they're carrying it out. They're doing it so shamelessly. These shameless puppets will continue to stump for Joe Biden, simp for Joe Biden, and say things that are just hysterically hilarious, such as Keisha Lance Bottoms, okay? She goes on national TV and says this with a straight face about the publications that are calling on Joe Biden to step aside. She can't believe that the press would act impartially and sway an election. Oh my goodness, no way that the mainstream media would collude with their editorial board to put out a drumbeat narrative that is totally one-sided to swing public opinion for an election. Gasp, I can't believe that would ever happen. Hasn't been happening for the last 9 years. Roll, Frankie.
Editorial boards are supposed to honor fair elections. And I don't think it's fair when an editorial board with 10 people sitting in a room are trying to influence an election, especially in a state like Georgia.
Oh, I can't believe the editorial boards are trying to influence in a state like Georgia. She's responding to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution calling on Biden to step aside, a publication that has never been friendly to President Trump in any way, shape, or form. But the hysterical and embarrassing commentary from the Democrats wasn't done. But Senator Chris Coons, oh, he's a moderate Democrat. He's sensible. He's fair. Listen to him cover for Joe Biden. Also hilarious. Roll, Frank.
Because you reject the notion that there's actually anything going on beyond just a bad night or a bad moment here or there, let me just ask you, do you truly think that President Biden is the strongest candidate to take on Donald Trump in November?
I think Joe Biden, two things, is the strongest, most accomplished president we've had in my lifetime.
Not the question.
That he's been counted out over and over and over. And he can go to the stage and say, here's my record. I, in my speech at the inauguration, said I would bring Congress together and we would address infrastructure and manufacturing and we would reduce prescription drug prices and we would invest in restoring our competitiveness as a country and I would bring us out of the pandemic and I would address the challenges that I inherited from Donald Trump. And he's done a magnificent job.
Even Jake Tapper and I are so rarely on the same page. But look at him during the remarks. He's like, shut the fuck up. You know that's what he's thinking. Jake, he's just like, shut up,
guys. Dude, he's like
yeah.
The face that he, like the eyes he gives is like, did you not see me talking to this man during the debate? Like, did you not see the debate? I was the moderate. Did you not?
Frankie. He's the strongest, most accomplished president of Chris Coons' lifetime. Yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, Chris Coons was around when Bill Clinton. I mean, so just saying he was more than Bill. Like, if you're a Democrat and you're going to go for Democrats, so he's better than Bill Clinton. He was better than Barack Obama. I mean, you know, like, so it's like, hey, Chris Coons, what are you saying, buddy? I mean, just like the shamelessness is just knowing no depths. But all the meanwhile, the reason that they're doing this is because the Biden administration is working feverishly to import voters. These people don't care about Biden's mental state. They just care about the handouts that are being given. They don't care about, you know, figurehead leaders because they come from countries in which figurehead leaders are the norm, in which fascist people beyond the, you know, initial layer are calling the shots and influencing the public and arresting their opponents. It's all par for the course. So Biden admin is offering temporary amnesty to over 300,000 Haitians already in the United States of America. You guys know that many of those Haitians are in the state of Florida. And you guys know that the state of Florida has gone red over the last couple of years. But with all these Haitians coming in and with Mayorkas attempting to give them temporary amnesty, you guys know what comes after temporary in the government, AKA becomes permanent, because nothing's ever temporary when they do these things. And then when it becomes permanent, okay, and they have these ID cards that are eerily reminiscent to Social Security cards, and then they show up to vote in the voter rolls in places like Broward County, and then all these Democrats start voting in a place like Florida, and then Florida becomes a lot closer than you think it is. And then people say, wait a minute, how's Florida so close? We say we warned you and we told you so. As a matter of fact, Roger Stone had said that the voter rolls in Florida need to be cleaned up. There needs to be a clampdown because you can't just count it and bank it because they're going to try nefarious games in Florida. There you go. That's why they're pushing it over the finish line. That's why they're so shamelessly continuing to lie, because they are in a race against the clock right now. It is help every Democrat in the future perpetuity. They just need to lie and act like idiots and shameless buffoons right now, stumping for Biden. But all the meanwhile, it is as many illegals as they can to get it on the voter rolls in time for November and beyond. All right, we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
We're having fun today. I love it.
All right. We are having a great time, everybody. We appreciate you all very much. We are so grateful for the support of everybody tuning into this amazing episode today on this Tuned Up Tuesday, pre-July 4th edition. A little programming notes for you today. We have a show tomorrow. We're going to be live tomorrow. We're going to be off July 4th. And then we'll see what happens on July 5th. No last call this weekend due to the holiday. So no last call this weekend due to the holiday. Enjoy the time with your family and friends for America. And we are going to be just getting started, because then the next week, a lot of the RNC stuff is starting to kick up. Stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. As soon as I get off the air today, I got to figure out what the hell is going on with all these things with the RNC. But we're all over it. We're going to be there. It's going to be great. Guys, I want to give you a word from our next sponsor now, and that is Armra Colostrum. Frankie, take it away.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. Skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice. I replaced it all with this Armra Colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you want to try it, try Armra.com.
All right, guys, and that is tryarmor.com/LFATV, tryarmor.com/LFATV for 15% off your order. Get healthy, baby. It's all about the superfoods. Tryarmor.com/LFATV, 15% off your order. Okay, also, everybody, we have a special word from our next sponsor, and it is a good one. Guys, how about Tacrite, okay? Tacrite is back, but they're back with a new product. It is the Tacrite Night Vision Goggles. Here's my question to you. Did you always want to own a night vision binocular, but you didn't get one because of how pricey it was? Well, now you can grab one for under $200 from our sponsor, Tacrite, longtime sponsor, the Mini Saw. They brought you the Mini Saw. Now they bring you the Night Vision Goggles. Similar night vision goggles usually sell for over $4,000 once it is military grade. However, Tacrite was able to make a revolutionary new night vision system. Military night vision requires at least some light to work, and the Tacrite Night Vision lets you see even in the pitch darkness. Amazing. So our viewers can get an amazing one-time discount. Grab yours today for under $200. You do not need a coupon code or anything. Just visit the website TacriteLFA.com. That is TacriteLFA.com. So many of you guys bought the Mini Saw. How about the night vision goggles, okay? Tacrite, let's go. This will make a great gift for anybody interested in the outdoors, hunting, military, or just being able to feel safe at night. Grab yours today. They won't last long. They sold out in under 3 hours. The last time that this was mentioned by Jeremy, TacriteLFA.com. Get yours today. Let's go. All right, Frankie, how we doing?
We're doing. I'm ready to rock. How you doing?
All right, let's see what we got. Let's see what we got. Alex Ann says, Mike, I love this show. You energize me. I need your optimism. I hope that I'm optimistic enough. Kit Kat Mar has those goggles. Hopefully you're following the law as you use them, Kit Kat Mar. Just kidding. I know you are. People are buying them. People are buying our products. We love that and appreciate that very much. We got a great live audience today, guys. We're stepping up the game here on the audience. I'm so grateful for it. We're so appreciative of everybody who continues to support us every day. Redneck 1776. We appreciate you, Redneck 1776. Reminds me of my friend Country Hick. Where's my friend Country Hick? Are you watching today? See how much I know and love our specific fans. Sometimes I meet fans in person, you know, and I will never forget before the Wildwood Rally, I met our good friend Country Hick, who's always watching this show. Country Hick has been watching the show since the Red, White, and Truth days on RSBN. That's a real one, okay?
Real
one.
Do you
have anybody else out there? Okay, guys, drop a comment below. If you were watching me and Frankie from back in the day, it was called Red, White, and Truth on Right Side Broadcasting Network. We were doing it once a week. If you were doing that, drop a comment below, and we're going to give you a very special shout-out next week, okay? Veronica says, going to miss last call. Well, listen, we're going to be back and better than ever when we're back. You better believe it. We got Eli in the house. We got Masshole Patriot in the house. Let's go. Bad Moon, Mustache, Smoothie. So many greats. Guys, make sure you're rumbling and cheering. And without further ado, Frankie, let's roll right back into it.
Rolling back into it. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, you ever see something that just feels illegal? Okay, you can't quite put your finger on the illegality of it, but it just feels illegal. Now, in this country, it is a very clear thing, because I know, because I've run for federal office, that foreign citizens cannot donate to your political campaign. You know this because, like, if you have a friend who lives in a foreign country or so on and so forth, they're not allowed to donate to an American political campaign. It is illegal. Foreign influence in our elections was very much spelt out by our founding fathers, and therefore it is, you know, obviously not allowable for people who represent the interests of other countries to impose their will and for candidates to campaign on the interests of other countries when they're trying to be elected to a United States federal position. Our founding fathers would roll in their grave if they saw what you're about to see. Obviously, we have highlighted on the show before the rise of Ilhan Omar, who is a product of mass importation of Somalian refugees into Minnesota. But this is a prime minister of Somalia who is giving a campaign rally speech in America for Ilhan Omar, who is a United States representative of her district, which voted for her overwhelmingly because her district is now comprised of a mass importation of foreign Somalian nationals who, through the bastardization of our system and real America First conservatives being asleep at the wheel. Again, this is before President Trump. This was all set in motion. It was like a testing ground. Let's have all these people who have allegiance to a foreign country come in, get voting rights, and then let's elect a representative who is not a organic product of Americans. If you said something about it, you were a racist bigot. It's obviously not right. It doesn't feel right. And you know what? You're not racist for saying it's not right. And whenever people don't call it out for what it is, they take more. You give, 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 and they take, take, take. They get one Ilhan Omar, and they're going to want 10 Ilhan Omars. Then they want to import the third world. They want, you know, refugees, migrants imported from the third world. Then they want to give them cars that are reminiscent of Social Security numbers. Then they want to give them free hotels. Then they want to spread them out to the suburbs. Then they want to give them voting rights. It's a vicious cycle. This is Somalian Prime Minister campaigning for Ilhan Omar in a United States upcoming election here. Obviously, she's on the ballot in 2024. Here is him stumping for her. Roll this, Frankie. Wow. Okay. So if I was the president of the United States of America, I would immediately arrest this man and I would immediately arrest Ilhan Omar because they very publicly said that they are bastardizing our system. You don't get to go on U.S. soil and say that the success of this representative is going to not be the success of America, but it will lead to the success of Somalia. And by the way, that flag waving, you can't tell if it's a Minnesota flag or a Somalia flag because they changed the flag of Minnesota to represent essentially a Somalian lookalike flag, symbolism of a conquered state, an experiment in what they want to do in other states. Yes, Frankie?
Yeah, no, I was just literally going to point out that exact thing. I mean, it's actually scary to look at the comparison between the two flags. I mean, it's crazy.
Yes. Calculated, failed, managed, decline. Now, here's Ilhan Omar, United States Representative. Okay, her giving some remarks. Frankie, roll this.
in aniga aan maraykanka idi ku matalo aniga oo walaashiin ah aniga oo habayartiin ah ee dadina.
No English. That's an American political campaign rally in the United State of Minnesota. A state, by the way, in which President Trump is now only down by 1 point. And then the irony of all this is that Ilhan Omar, who clearly, I mean, take the Somalian prime minister's word for it, doesn't represent the interests of America, tweets this out in the wake of the ruling yesterday. This is the hilarious part. The Supreme Court can no longer be trusted to uphold the Constitution. If Donald Trump is reelected, this convicted felon rapist and twice impeached former president will be able to do whatever the hell he wants. This is a sad day for American democracy. The irony of all this is that somebody who clearly is not running to represent American democracy, who clearly does not even have allegiance to this country, to the Constitution, is attempting to psyop you and lecture you about American democracy. The more angry she is about Donald Trump, the more you know that he is for the American people. Because Ilhan Omar sure ain't. Just listen to the people stumping for her at her rallies. Disgusting. Lock them up. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap up the show. Do not go anywhere.
Yeah, that's just another level. Lock her up. Lock her up.
Lock her up. Lock her up. All right, everybody. Hope we get some lock her up chance at the RNC convention coming up. Guys, I want to, as we wrap up the show, I want to tell you guys about the last sponsor of the broadcast here. Guys, go to LFATV.us right now if you can contribute to LFATV.us right now. And go support this network if you can. Guys, we're doing a lot of work and we're just getting started. Jeremy Harrell does great work. So go support LFATV.us and become a monthly donor. Also, MyPillow.com. Use promo code UNAFRAID. Guys, holiday time, great time to get caught up on shopping, great time to buy some stuff. Guys, go to LFATV.us right now. I'm obviously in support, but also if you want to support this show, MyPillow.com, promo code UNAFRAID for up to 82% off your order. Promo code UNAFRAID for up to 82% off your order. What an amazing deal and discount. Guys, towels, beach towels, come on, go get them. Promo code UNAFRAID, it would go a long way. Frankie, how we doing?
I'm doing, Mike. I'm ready to rock.
What a show today. I mean, what a great show. I mean, you know, it's great. It's a great show.
I told you as soon as I saw him live
guys,
yesterday.
Guys, make sure you rumble in the chair.
With his Trump mask on. Just kidding.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So Robbie Sunshine says, I found you first on Getter, but I'm here ever since. Wow, Getter, that's
wow.
A blast from the past.
Throwback.
We love that. So people say, I got to buy Frankie a new shirt. Why? You think Frankie's wearing the same white shirt every day? It's a different white shirt. You know, it's he's not Kevin.
I got a lot of shirts.
What kidding. You, kidding.
Come on.
Yeah, he's got a lot of shirts. Unreal. So, all right, let's get in. And everyone who always says later, to me, like you're going to like leave the show and jump into the next. Guys, we always have a little cherry on top for the end of the show. We had a good cherry on top here. Frankie, let's get into it. You're not going to want to miss this one.
I love it. I'm a little offended about that shirt comment. On in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Who's ready for a little cherry on top as we end the broadcast today? Obviously, people are talking all around the country about Joe Biden being swapped out. The candidates that are being brought up, Michelle Obama, we've been saying that for a while, Gretchen Whitmer, and Gavin Newsom's name is being brought up. People are saying that Newsom might be the guy for 2024 to replace Joe Biden. He sure sounded like it at the debate in the spin room. I'm ready to step up, he says, as he says, we need to treat Joe Biden with dignity. Biden then says that President Trump had sex with a porn star and that he has the morals of an alley cat. But here's my thing. Obviously, we know that those things aren't true, but we also know that Gavin Newsom doesn't really have the greatest morals if we're keeping score at home, and that the guy who is next man up for the Democrats, most likely, if we revisit his past, we show that he very much has a lot of problems that will turn off voters once they get to know more about him. First things first, you don't want a president who wants to turn the country into the shithole that California has descended into. And you don't want a president who is caught up in something like this. We're going to roll this for you and then give you a little context and tell you why it's so ridiculous. Frankie, roll.
Thank you all for coming here on short notice. I want to make it clear that everything you've heard and read is true. And I am deeply sorry about that. I've hurt someone I care deeply about, Alex Turk, his friends and family, and that is something that I have to live with and something that I am deeply sorry for. I I'm also sorry that I've let the people of San Francisco down. They expect...
Okay, so you're probably saying, what's that? What's that from, Mike? Here's a little history for those of you who don't know about this. Gavin Newsom was once the mayor of San Francisco. When he was the mayor of San Francisco, he was married at the time to Kimberly Guilfoyle, and they split up. When they were split up, Gavin Newsom was a single man, mayor of San Francisco, got elected, a lot of popularity in the liberal stronghold, and his chief of staff and his number one political advisor, the guy who was running his campaign and running his office while he was the mayor, was a guy named Alex Tork. You heard him mentioned there in Gavin Newsom's remarks. Alex Tork, OK's wife, was employed by Mayor Gavin Newsom's office, OK, as a scheduler, as an associate chief of staff, I believe, basically in the mix, OK, doing work for Gavin Newsom's office. Well, Gavin Newsom decides to blow it all up, OK, show he has no loyalty, show he has no impulse control, and shows that he's a whack job, sexual deviant, and he's treacherous and a traitor. He has an affair with Alex Tork's wife, okay? And then Alex Tork, totally embarrassed, the guy who put him in office, the guy who got him elected, the guy who did all this work, he bangs his wife. Alex Tork has to resign in disgrace, has to leave the whole entire California Democrat political, you know, apparatus. Everyone in California politics are saying, what the hell are you doing, Gavin? You can't control yourself? Like you're blowing up Northern California politics. A lot of people contribute a lot of money. A lot of people are in on the success of, you know, the city of San Francisco. And this idiot, as soon as he becomes a bachelor, goes and sleeps with his number one guy's wife and blows up the whole thing. The morals of an alley cat, as Joe Biden would say. There you go. That's the guy the Democrats want to put up. All right, everybody, that's all the time that we have in the show today. You guys know what we do in this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. And you better believe we're just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in. We love you and appreciate you. We'll see you back live tomorrow.